Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on September 23 regarding Deshaun, D-E, apostrophe, capital S-H-E-U-N, Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Ruiz as described on the report cited above. Pretty is now a 24-year-old male who again reports he was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 11-10-20. But as a result, he believes he injured his upper back, including his back and neck. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He understands his final diagnosis was that he was still in a lot of pain, although he was deemed to be fine. Period, he did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period, he denies receiving any new treatment since his last evaluation here. Period, the rest of that section is normal. New paragraph, additional records show Mr. Ruiz underwent an MRI of the cervical spine and thoracic spine on 4-1-22 to be inserted here. Period, interestingly, the latter was compared to previous x-rays from 2014 that obviously demonstrate he had prior problems in this region. Period. In terms of the cervical MRI, he had a small central disc protrusion at C6-7 seen on axial series 6, image 29. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he states he randomly gets tightness in the center of his chest and finds it hard to breathe. But this resolves in a few seconds with stretching. Pretty was advised to follow up with his personal physician to have this evaluated further. Period, extremities upper, normal, extremities lower, normal, spine cervical. Bilateral rotation was minimally limited to 70 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Thoracic inspection revealed him to be thickly muscled in the right parathoracic region. Period, there was no scarring or change in his kyphotic curve. Period, he was mildly tenderness at the interscapular musculature bilaterally at approximately the T7 vertebral level in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, normal macro. When he flexed, he states this felt like a good stretch. Period, impressions. On 11-10-20, Deshaun Ruiz was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision as marked in the prior report. Period. As per the records previously supplied, when last seen at Concentra on 12-22-20, he had negative straight leg raise and maneuvers bilaterally and was neurologically intact. Period, had full range of motion of the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. When evaluated here, he complained of lots of pain in his back, and it was major in the upper and central spine. Period. He did not offer any radicular complaints or limitations in his activities. Period. Clinical exam at that time was benign. Period. New paragraph, since evaluated here, he underwent MRI studies of the cervical and thoracic spine, the former of which showed a small disc herniation. Period. I would offer 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to the cervical spine now, regardless of cause. Period. Obviously, this finding was not detected until April of 2022, comma, nearly 2 years after the subject event. Period. Accordingly, I cannot associate it with the subject injury. Period, there remains 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the shoulders, chest, right hand, or left leg. prepared, the rest of that section is normal.